From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. During these programs, Dr. Alan Cairns is seeking to encourage God's people in their prayer lives by studying the great model that Christ Himself has given His people, the brief but powerful words we know as the Lord's Prayer. Today's focus continues to be on the simple petition, Give us this day our daily bread. As Dr. Cairns has already explained, the bread spoken of here is nothing mysterious, although some have sought to make it so. It is simply the food we need for bodily sustenance. Yet the teaching reaches far beyond mere bread. In making this request, we are made aware that we are mortals, children of a day. Hence, we ask for bread sufficient for a day. Further, the petition emphasizes a sensible and spiritual attitude toward our bodies. The Bible teaches that a Christian's body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the believer is to take proper care of his body. Before the message, we invite your attention to some devotional thoughts from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled, If and a Triple Promise. The text is 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Called by the name of the Lord, we are nevertheless erring men and women. What a mercy it is that our God is ready to forgive. Whenever we sin, let us hasten to the mercy seat of our God, seeking pardon. We are to humble ourselves. Should we not be humbled by the fact that after receiving so much love, we yet transgress? O Lord, we bow before Thee in the dust and own our grievous ingratitude. O the infamy of sin! O the sevenfold infamy of it, in persons so favored as we have been! Next, we're to pray for mercy, for cleansing, for deliverance from the power of sin. O Lord, hear us even now, and shut not out our cry. In this prayer we are to seek the Lord's face. He has left us because of our faults, and we must entreat Him to return. O Lord, look on us in Thy Son Jesus, and smile upon Thy servants. With this must go our own turning from evil. God cannot turn to us unless we turn from sin. Then comes the triple promise of hearing, pardon, and healing. Our Father, grant us these at once, for our Lord Jesus Christ's sake.
Tis so sweet to walk with Jesus, step by step and day by day, stepping in His very footprints, walking with Him all the way. Step by step, step by step, I would walk with Jesus all the day, all the way, keeping step with Jesus.
Tis so safe to walk
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
If you pray this prayer in the morning, and there's not a better way to start the day, this would then mean, Lord, provide for us today. If you pray this prayer just before you go to sleep, and there's not a better way to end the day, it means, Lord, even while we sleep, be preparing for the day that's soon to dawn. That's what we're to pray. And in teaching us to pray this, the first thing the Lord Jesus does is to stamp upon our hearts the great and searching thought of our mortality. Do you notice the stark contrast between the eternity of God and the brevity of time when He comes to speak about men? The reason is simple. And He wants you to keep this in mind as you pray. He wants you to keep it in mind in all your life. We are but children of a day. I have visited people in their 90s. I remember talking to an old man who was 99 and a half years old. And he started reminiscing, going back over the years. And you know, the days when he was 9 years old, and he could remember them with such startling clarity, were just like yesterday when it's past. 99 years old sounds an awful lot of years when you're 15 or 20. But it didn't seem much to him. And when you take that little span in comparison to the endlessness of God's eternity, what is it? We are children of a day. Moses spoke of this in his great prayer in Psalm 90, a prayer that was composed in the wilderness. As he saw the children of Israel dying off in one plague after another, as he saw an entire generation, everybody over 20 years of age, wiped out in a 40-year period. You know, when he did looked at that, he said, "Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning, they're like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth." You notice again the time span of life? It's just like a day. Peter, quoting Isaiah the prophet, says, "All flesh is as grass, and the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away." Children of a day. When you come to pray, the Savior is stamping this upon your heart. Every time you pray the Lord's Prayer, remember what Proverbs 27 and verse 1 says. "Boast not thyself of tomorrow. Thou knowest not what one day will bring forth." Which of those folk brutally murdered yesterday, 2 days ago in Northern Ireland, which of them would have thought today I'll be in eternity? Not one. Which of those hundreds of people in Nairobi went to their office that morning thinking, "Today I'll be in eternity"? I wouldn't think one of them. But it doesn't take a bullet or a bomb. God, in whose hand thy breath is, just needs to close off the supply of life gone. So don't boast about tomorrow. Don't boast, I'm young. I don't care how young you are here this morning. I can tell you, I have buried people younger than any of you. Don't boast how strong. I have buried people as strong as any of you. Don't boast in your physicians, in the skill of medicine. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for you don't know what even a single day may bring forth. James says in chapter 4 and 14, you know not what shall be in the morrow, for what is your life? Good question. Good question. I have listened to scientists try to convince you that your life is just a chemical formula. However, when they put the chemical formula together, they still don't have life. What is your life? It is just like a vapor. How often you have heard the illustration, but yet it can't be made more clear than this. You walk out of a fall morning or a winter morning and you breathe and you see the vapor before your mouth. It's there and then it's gone. And says the Holy Ghost, that is just like your life. It's here and then it's not here. You have it and then you don't have it. You see it and then you don't see it. Why do people then get so taken up with this moment in time? Why are they wrapped up in the affairs of this moment, in the pleasures of this moment, in the sins and the lusts of this moment? Why are people so wrapped up in the moment when you're only here for such a short time and it is eternity that matters? Because there you will live forever. In heaven or in hell. Every day we live, we flirt with death. Every day we live on the edge and the borderland of eternity. The Lord Jesus teaches us the lesson of our mortality. But though the body is mortal, the Lord Jesus teaches us that you should pray for its nourishment. So he teaches us a very sensible and a spiritual attitude to the needs of the body. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we need for health and strength, for the usefulness of our body today. Now, this is the proper attitude, and it's very important that you get this. I can't follow it into every argument, but it touches on some very, very, very simple things, but some very, very important things. The proper attitude of the body, or to the body, this is going to save you from two things, from vanity and from folly. When the world looks at the body, the world is mostly interested in the beauty of it. How to adorn it. How to make it look good. Beauty and appearance. A multi-billion dollar industry here in the United States alone. And of course, that's because the body, to the worldly person, is nothing more than the vehicle of pride and of lust and their own desire. The Lord Jesus Christ doesn't say a word here about the beauty of the body, but he does say something implicitly about the health and about the usefulness of the body. And his message is very clear. Now, this will come home to roost. Be very careful here. It's very easy for me to say this. But this will come home to roost in my life and in yours if we live long enough. When you get old and you get tired, when pains rack the body, when disappointment has caught up with you and frustration has overrun you, yet the Lord's Prayer still stands, and the Lord Jesus is teaching us to pray this. And what He's telling us is that it's our duty to live today as well as we can live, and therefore to seek to sustain our bodies in the strength that we need to fulfill the purposes of our Father in heaven. We have just been praying, Father in heaven, hallow your name, bring in your kingdom, do your will, and do these things in me as you would do them in heaven. Do them in us, and then do them in the world as you would do them in heaven. Now, if we're praying that, then here are the means. Lord, glorify yourself as I live today. Advance your kingdom as I live today. Do your will in me as I live today. Sustain me in being and in strength. Give me what I need to be able to live. It's very easy at times just to give up hope and in natural weakness of body or depression of mind, simply to say, it's not worth it. As long as the Lord gives us being, it is worth it to live for Him. We must not judge the worth of our lives by some synthetic standard of the world. We judge it by the will of God. And if God is keeping us here, then He's keeping us here to glorify Him and to be a witness for the honor and the praise of His name. I was talking to her sister Millie about this, just in the hospital and again this week in the nursing home. Old people naturally wonder this, and there's no sin in wondering it. Why does God keep me here when so many young people die, younger people cut off? I'm good for nothing anymore. I can't do anything anymore. I can't serve anybody anymore. I can't be a blessing to anybody anymore. My life is useless. Why am I still here? Because God wants you here. That's why you're here. And while the Lord has you here, if everybody else in the world thinks that you have no purpose here, then everybody else in the world is a fool. God knows what He's doing. I have seen people who, to the human discernment, have not a purpose in the world that they could fulfill. And yet through them, God touched lives that otherwise would have not been touched. I remember when visiting in a hospital, coming to a woman who was 37 years old. 37 years old. You would have to take that on faith, because there's not a person would ever have believed it. If I'd been asked to give her age, I would have given her age at about 75 years old. I have never seen a more haggard face. I have never seen a body more racked with pain. And that woman lay for years in agony of body. But when you went to her bed, you met with a Christian who knew the grace and power of God. Why did God sustain her in that? I don't have all the answers to that, but I can say the Lord met people and touched people through her that He could never have met and touched through me or others like me.
You've been listening listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.